Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
How are you going, Phil?
Well, Rick, been crook, as we know.
Oh, I know.
I've had sick grandkids and the kids gave it to me, so here we are. We're back.
Well, it's great to see
we
you
are back.
Fighting through it, Phil.
As That's only all I can do.
A man of your ability would be able to do that. Many of us would just wave the white flag.
Oh, it'd be up. It would be gone. Like the Redbacks are. Anyway, we'll get on to that in a minute. Rick, we'll start with a bit of local footy. There's
yes,
been a few coaches that have gone and some that have come. And
yes.
So Fraser Evans from Sturt.
Yes.
Coaching Kapunda.
I think that's a good move, actually.
Good move. Very handy footballer, state footballer.
Yep. Probably play centre-half back or something like that.
Bringing a young lad called Josh Dodd with him.
Yes.
Ex-Sturt.
Another Sturt
21-year-old.
Very young, but has played in a premiership for Sturt.
Played in a premiership more than we've played for.
That is true. The only thing, I suppose, that is of concern is that he missed most of this season with a shoulder injury. But, I mean, these days you seem to get over shoulder injuries. But he's young to have quit the Sandful.
More money out here, I guess, isn't there?
Well,
that's probably what it is.
Just turn up the farm gate.
Now they just need a decent timekeeper to keep that time.
That's right. Well, I hear that they're always broke from the amount of money they have to pay the
timekeeper. Pay time the keeper. Time, yes, he's on very good money.
How
out
are you,
there.
Warren? All right.
Don't say we don't mention you. I've heard Angus Kurtz is hanging the boots up. Yeah, I heard from a very good source.
Well, that is a huge loss. Well, I
thought he's had his best couple games the last couple in the final
both
series.
Both the finals were absolutely amazing. And I've heard a rumour from you off air that there's another huge loss for Tanunda.
There is. I've heard from a very good source that Lockie Agars will not go on next year. So
B.O.G. in the grand final.
He's had a major shoulder operation. And he owns his own business, a CrossFit business, a couple of them, actually.
He just sent us the check, pal.
Yeah. plug. That all interferes with you for your work. So, evidently, I've heard that he is not going to go on either next year.
Well,
so
it's not as though they haven't got good depth, but that is two major losses.
Yeah, well,
you could easily argue that they were both best on the ground and second best in both finals.
I agree with you.
So that is a big loss.
Roger James to coach Freeling.
Yep, not a great surprise.
One of the positions, Phil, which I'm not sure whether Dutchke goes on as a player.
Well, if I was James, I'd definitely want him to go on as a player.
He can play.
He can play.
Haven't heard who's coaching South, Rick. I'm not sure whether you have, being a Gawler boy.
No.
Newry's still vacant.
Yes.
At Barossa.
I just wonder whether Jay Nash would put his hand up for that.
Yeah, I don't know. He's into real estate. I know that.
All
so
right.
Perhaps that
too interferes busy
a
selling
bit.
Real
yeah,
estate.
Yeah. Barossa District's another one that's still vacant.
Yes. Well, they've been very quiet.
Yeah. I did try and I threw out a little feeler the other night, and the guy didn't know. He said, and he's a player there, so.
Right.
He said he hadn't heard.
Yep.
What about Gawler Central? Is Whelan going on, or is he finished?
Well, now, again, it's the what would football be without rumours at all levels? I heard a rumour that, he wasn't going on, and to the best of my knowledge, they haven't actually announced a replacement, if that's true.
Okay.
But the rumour I heard was that...
Let's spread it.
Well, what we don't know, we make up.
Oh, yeah.
The rumour I heard was that Brad Mercer was keen in taking on a coaching role.
There you go.
Financially, that would ease the burden these days, it seems, in this
league.
Yeah,
playing coach is the way to go, they tend to think.
To camouflage the... Oh, they wouldn't cheat the system anyway.
No. It's all above board.
Yes.
Big Jack Osborne, ex-South coach, gone to Lobie as a player.
Yep.
Matty Fuller coaches Lobethal, ex-Norwood boy.
Right.
Just quickly, that's about all I got on the local. I'm trying to keep my ear to the ground, but we'll see how we go.
Oh, that's a fair go.
Eddie, gone.
Oh.
Gone.
What?
What's the setup with the money, Rick?
Well, the money, from what I can understand, is that... And why Carlton, with all the young recruits and potential they've got, are prepared to take him? Admittedly, they've milked him down to a 1-year contract rather than two, but to part with him Adelaide actually are paying $100,000 of his $400,000 contract. Now,
what's that about?
Well, you've got me beaten.
I don't know how that works, but
I can't believe that a bloke.
You take him, and here's $100,000 to go with him.
That's right. I just can't believe that that a bloke of his age. You've only got to look at his scoring in the last couple of seasons with the Crows. He's not what he used to be.
No.
And why you'd invest... Anyway, he's gone.
He's gone. Alex Heath. Keith.
Well,
he's gone.
He's gone.
Cricketer.
Well, he is an ex-cricketer.
Evidently found something wrong with his leg, haven't they? And he's got to have a bit of an operation.
Yes.
He had a doctor's... Yes. Yeah. So he's still up in the air a little bit, whether they pay for it or the Crows pay for it. So Ellis Yeoman?
Well, I always thought he was a very good player.
Yeah,
but he obviously,
he's that big, tall, centreman type player,
he obviously was very unhappy with what
he
said.
Did he what? Did he give
over
him a
the
bang?
Camp and everything else.
Yeah,
but
didn't like the camp.
I reckon he'll fit in well at Brisbane, actually.
Should be all right.
Yeah.
Greenwood?
Well.
Looking for the sun?
Yes.
Sammy Jacobs, another one?
Yeah, it worries
me. Something wrong there?
There is something. Well, they haven't got a coach or any players, have they, at the moment?
No coach. Within the next week, that's going to happen. So probably the biggest one is Tim Kelly.
Well, he can
play. Geelong.
Yep.
Gone to West Coast.
Yep.
I mean,
now the interesting thing is that he's a West Coast. He's a
WA boy.
WA boy.
Correct.
Got recruited to Geelong.
Yep.
And has turned out to be an absolute superstar.
Yep.
But I didn't realise until recently that he's a very happily married man with three young kids, but two of them autistic.
Oh wow!
And evidently the time demands, etc. That he tried to get back to Western Australia last year and the deal fell through, but his wife just wants to get back to family to get
just
help and
help,
stuff. So,
yeah, help her with the...
And, I mean, it's a great coup for West Coast.
Oh.
I mean, they've paid an arm and a leg for it with all the...
Yeah, so what sort of thing is it? Couple round picks and...
I think there's three round picks this year
worth,
and one next year.
Probably worth that.
I mean, it's a winner. I mean, really... you can't take anything from Richmond, but West Coast, as you said, we're going to win the premiership if you're a member.
And they will this year.
Well, with
next year.
Well, with Kelly, they'd give themselves a big chance.
Yeah.
So
the next season, I should say, they'll win it.
Yeah.
Probably the disappointing one that's up in the air still hasn't been signed, sealed, and delivered is Dougal Howard. I don't really want to see him go, Rick.
Well, he certainly is a very talented player. The powers that be at Port Adelaide have obviously made a decision that they don't know where to play him. That they obviously don't want to play him down back, and they're not convinced that he fits in with the forward setup.
Yep.
Now, although you're only as good as the depth of your reserves.
Yep.
But I think what they've done is decide that the best value they can get out of him is because of his great potential. Is by trading him and trying to get
some. Yeah, they know more than we do.
Well, that can be the only logical thing because he doesn't deserve to be on the market.
No, exactly right.
That's the way they've done it.
Well, that's probably enough of the footy. We've spent half our time on the footy, and that's not even footy season now.
So what were you doing in your sick bed?
I was watching a bit of the ladies' cricket. You won't believe it.
The ladies' cricket?
Yep. Alyssa Healy, one of my all-time favourite cricketers now.
Well, the absolute dominant
two,
of the Australian
two
cricket
centuries thing. I've seen off her bat the last when I watched.
Well,
unbelievable.
I mean, well, they are. I mean, 18 wins in a row.
Oh.
I mean, right, I don't want to lose any of our listeners, but I really do think that we have to come to terms with the overall standard, bearing in mind that in my professional life, I was a sports coordinator. I think it's wonderful to see any and everyone playing sport, right? Little girls, little boys, big boys, big girls, whatever. Lovely. But I don't think it's fair to put the categories all into the one bag. Now, you can't do more than beat the opposition. But when you look at the opposition that the Australian women's cricket team have played in the recent weeks. I mean, when they can make 196 and the openers can get that off of 13 overs, what did you describe some of the bowling that it looked
donkey
like?
Drops.
Donkey drops.
I reckon I could hit a couple of them over the fence. Well, honestly.
And look, again, I'll say it one more time. I'm not trying to bag them. I'm not trying to denigrate them. But we've got to look at what really is happening. They have got, I think, very good batting skills. The bowling, I think, that leaves lots to be desired. But the other sort of interesting thing is that for someone who doesn't really observe the game closely, is that they're playing on a matchbox. They bring the field, the boundary lines in by, you know, 15, 20 metres so that it looks as though they're performing at a level which really is not what it seems to be. And I just think that's a bit unfair because I think we ought to be honest about that. And I've made the similar sort of comment in trying to compare women's tennis with, you know, where they play three sets and get paid the same amount of money as men with five. Now, you know, again, I'm not saying anything other than I think that we ought to be working for an honest day's work and an honest day's pay. And if the work, through no fault of their own, isn't the same standard, then I don't understand where we're at.
They obviously had to pay to get in the people because there was no crowd. There was about two cats and a dog there.
Well,
I wonder whether they have to pay to get into the women's cricket. Well, so you don't for the footy.
No, and you don't either for the cricket. But I also...
Oh, you don't?
No.
Still couldn't get a crowd there. No.
Well, I noticed when they were playing the West Indies in the West Indies, I saw more ground staff at those games than
Well, there's virtually no one, you know, looking around the ground. There's half a dozen people. That was it. Yeah. It's so unbelievable.
So, and the other thing is that I think we've got a in terms of recruiting. Now, I think everyone else has mentioned her, so I think we'd better give her a mention.
Who?
This young Darcy Brown.
Really?
Kapunda girl.
What's she done?
Well, seemingly it's not so much as what she's done as what her potential is. She's only 16.
Yep.
She left Kapunda to go to a sports school in Adelaide.
Yep.
She's probably a typical sporty girl growing up with big brothers. One of her brothers is Joey Brown, the top-up Crows footballer, and very good cricketer as well. Now, this girl has now hit not only the headlines of every paper that you can pick up.
Really?
But for having just been offered a three-year contract at the age of 16 with the female strikers.
Wow.
Now, that in itself is fine. I have no argument with that. But I think where we have to compare is that, you know, it claims that she is as quick as grease lightning, you know, and is intimidating all these older female cricketers. And she bowls, according to what I've been told, sometimes around 116 kilometres per hour.
Oh, she's a spinner.
Phil, you can't say that.
Well, that's not much more than Zampa be bowling there today. He's bowling pie floaters too. I've just watched a bit of that game.
But I think it is, you know, I think she deserves, rightly, wrongly, for getting the contract, she deserves some degree of publicity. But when our local advertiser even gives her editorial space on for young and old, now, I think that's putting the cart before the horse.
Wow.
I mean, she actually...
Let's play a game, hey?
For all our listeners, I must actually... Yes, Phil, you've beaten me to it. She hasn't actually played a game yet. She's been offered a contract. And, you know, it's great.
And good on her.
Good on her. Absolutely. She's obviously... They reckon that she's a very talented young footballer as well.
Yes,
but, you know, let's let her make a way first.
I agree. I tend to agree with you there, Rick. You won't get an argument from me. But getting on back to the season started. And I couldn't wait, Rick. I didn't sleep last night. I've got up this morning and I've turned on the
just anxious to hear about
on the
Shield.
Computer.
Yep.
And what the Redbacks are bowling?
They are bowling.
None. One for 222.
Well,
Victoria. What a great start to the season.
There's a couple of things only that I can say is it could be another very long season for the coaching and playing staff at the Redbacks. One day's play does not set the series up one way or the other. And from what I can understand, the Vics won the toss and batted on a absolute featherbed pitch. So
I bet we don't make runs on it.
Well, that's the big test, isn't it? That whether, you know, if they're one for 2-2-2 as we go to air or whatever it is.
Yes.
Both Madison and Harris both made hundreds.
Oh, that's good. Well done to them.
Interestingly enough, you know, which is interesting, isn't it, that Harris came from Western Australia.
Oh, okay.
And Madison came from New South Wales. So
you've got a bit of a stat on Madison.
Unbelievable. Yep. I wasn't quite aware of this, but this is only his sixth Sheffield Shield game for Victoria and his fourth century.
Wow.
I mean, there was a great deal of controversy when he first got picked when he was playing for New South Wales in the test side and basically failed. But he's a bit of a run machine down in Melbourne.
Do we count this one against the Redbacks? That's all I want to know, Rick. I just want to write the stat down. We do? Okay.
Yes, right. I think we do count.
We counted that one. Yeah. Travi bowling. Travi's back. Yeah. He's rested up. 16 off of one over just before, so...
Now, Phil, that's...
I reckon he needs a bit more of a rest.
Anyway, the big question will be, I mean, like, the commentators are saying they'll be over 400 at the end of the day's play.
We won't make that.
Well, the challenge is that if it's good enough for one side to make 400 in a day's play, you know, if we bat tomorrow, which obviously at some stage we will because...
We'll bat twice tomorrow, probably.
Well, they... It would seem day two is traditionally always the best day to bat on. So if we don't make runs...
Except when it's the Redbacks. Oh.
I hear that you signed up to become a life member of the Redbacks recently. Is that right?
Don't make me laugh or I'll cough.
Now, while we're on that, I reckon it's time to slip in a joke.
Now, it hasn't been confirmed with our producer.
It hasn't been. The producer's been absent without leave, though, and I've taken it on... On my own.
She seems to get a lot of holidays, doesn't she?
Oh, more holidays than you have illnesses. Now, I read very recently, and it's a quote from Bob Simpson, the ex-past Australian
test Bobby, cricket coach
and great player. But it reminded me, could easily have been Justin Langer at the end of the test series against England recently. And... Bobby Simpson said after they'd had a pretty bad test match, he said to the team, "Gentlemen, swing the bat is a great enjoyment. It's beautiful to watch. It's a fine exercise. It strengthens the shoulders, and beside that, one day, one of you may hit the ball." If you take away Labuschagne and Smith, that could have been Justin Langer's comment, couldn't it?
I tell you what, you're not far off there, Rick. We're probably going to have to wind it up today,
well,
Rick.
I think we are.
But we'll have another show in the next day or so.
We will indeed.
And we'll just catch our rivals up. We'll leave it at that.
All right. Until next time, this is Rick.
This is Phil.